The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Disney Wedding Podcast, brought to you by Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, the only guidebook and bridal organizer tailored exclusively to Disney's fairy tale weddings at Walt Disney World. I'm Carrie Hayward, and each week I feature a different aspect of Disney weddings, from the latest news, information, and money-saving tips, to interviews with wedding vendors and real Disney brides and grooms. I also cover honeymoons, anniversaries, and engagements at the Disney parks and resorts. Join me now as the Disney Wedding Podcast celebrates romance at Disney destinations. Today on the Disney Wedding Podcast, I am speaking with Disney bride Alex Ekstrand about her Parkview Terrace wedding ceremony at the Grand Californian Resort with a reception at the Sorrel Room. I thought you guys would be interested to hear how she planned everything and how it all turned out. So welcome, Alex.
Hello.
Thanks so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
I always like to start at the very beginning and find out how you two decided that you wanted to have your wedding at Disneyland.
Well, it's kind of a long story. We got engaged in California right as he got a job in Florida. So we kind of engaged and then we moved. So there was like not a lot of time to plan anything. We had thought about of doing the Natural History Museum because we, you know, dinosaurs. Who doesn't want to get married in front of dinosaurs?
Yeah, we thought about doing it too, actually.
But we realized that we would have to plan a lot of it out of state by ourselves. Like, we have family, but his parents were also in the middle of a move. My sister was having a baby. Like, it just wasn't going to work out for them to help us that much. And then we were thinking about it, and he goes, "What about Disney?" And I was like, "They do weddings?" Like, I didn't know. He's like, "Yeah, we can look into it. And, like, if it's reasonable, if that's what we were going to pay when we were going to do the museum, why not have them basically plan the whole thing and we just show up?" Because we knew we weren't going to do it in Florida. All of our family is in California.
Got it. Okay.
So yeah, we kind of started looking online, and then I found the Disney Brides Group, which was a lot of help, actually.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, and then I actually started working at Disney World, which also helped a lot, because they do give you a discount.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. So then for your friends and family, how did they react when they found out your wedding was going to be at Disneyland?
His parents were on board all the way. As soon as we told them, we knew we were going to go back to California in June of 2018 for my sister's graduation. We moved out 2017. I don't think I said that. And we planned to go look at venues at Disney, and they drove us, they went with us to do everything, to look at the venues, to be a part of everything. They were having fun. My family was a little like, "Oh, it's a little weird because they don't do theme parks."
Yeah.
But my mom was like, "Is Mickey and Minnie going to be there?" And I was like, "Yes." That's what sold her.
Oh, that's great. So how many guests did you invite and how many were able to make the trip?
We did 40 total, and I think we were only missing like 5.
Wow, that's great. Now, how did you decide on the day of the week and time of day for your wedding?
That was basically his decision. I kind of was just along for the ride. I wasn't one of those girls that like wanted to get married or anything. Like, he convinced me. So he basically chose the dates and when we did everything. I knew we wanted a little bit. Like I said, we went in 2018 to look at venues, and we didn't actually get married until 2020. So we wanted like a long engagement, I guess, just so we could get settled living in Florida first. because we thought it'd be crazy to like move and then get married, and then like it was just going to be too much. So that kind of was the only thing that we were thinking about when choosing a date, was like, what would be best where we could have fun planning.
Got it. Okay. So then how did you choose your ceremony and reception venues at Disney?
Honestly, calling in to have them show us the venues in June was the best thing we could have done, because we were just going to go off of the website. And we had an idea of doing it at the Disneyland Hotel. But once we started walking the area, we were like, oh, I don't know if we really love this. And then we went to the Grand Californian. Like, we used to go to Disneyland all the time, but you don't really look at venue spaces like that. When we went to the Grand Californian, as soon as we walked into, you know, where the monorail goes by?
Right.
We were like, yes. Because they're like, you can have your ceremony here or you can have your cocktail hour. And I was like, I don't know about the ceremony, but for the cocktail hour, for sure. And then, yeah, it's just walking the venues, because they will take you to all of the hotels.
Yeah, and it's true. There are some of those venues, like the Parkview Terrace, you wouldn't even know it was there if you weren't looking for it. It's kind of hard to find.
Yeah. They took us up there, and you could see the... I always say it's a bear. Is it a bear?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to be a bear, right? The Grizzly River Rapids?
Yes, it's a... Yeah, okay. You can see it, and it was really nice. And it felt like there wasn't really people going to be walking by or anything. It felt very secluded. Like, it felt very nice. And we're like, here.
That's great. And then how did you choose the sorrel room for your reception?
It was the easiest to walk to.
That's a good choice.
We were like married at the roof, basically. Cocktail hour down in the circle, and then just walk across to the ballroom.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, I might be in heels. I want the walk to be as short as possible.
That is a great idea. Now, you mentioned that you were a cast member at Walt Disney World at the time, so you were able to get a discount. Walt Disney World's wedding discounts for cast members they're not huge. How does it work at Disneyland?
I feel like they're bigger at Walt Disney World than they are at Disneyland. Like, we just got, I believe it was like 20% off food, and that's it. It was just only for food.
Interesting, because you only get 10% off at Walt Disney World, but there are more things besides food, so that's interesting.
Yeah, because I was looking into like the other stuff, and they're like, no, it's only for food. I was like, okay, I mean, it'll help.
For sure.
Yeah.
So speaking of food, do you have any menu items or cake flavors that you would recommend?
I mean, the Dole Whip cake. For sure. Like, we went in to do the tasting because we flew in again in 2019 in June. We just fly in June, apparently. His brother's wedding, he was getting married. And we were like, okay, we'll go to the wedding and then we'll sneak away to do our tasting for our wedding. And yeah, as soon as we tried the Dole Whip cake, and he hates, my husband hates pineapple. But as soon as he tried that cake, he's like, we need this to be the biggest layer.
Wow.
Yeah. So I will highly recommend the Dole Whip cake.
That's great. Any food items?
We did a plated meal. I forget which one because they're all labeled. But, I mean, it was all so good. We had lobster bisque because it's my favorite. And then we had a cheesecake for dessert. So we had dessert and we had cake. But it was all really good.
And then you mentioned you had characters as entertainment at the reception?
Yes. We had Mickey and Minnie. The biggest difference that I've noticed between California and Disney World is Mickey cannot have his top hat indoors at Disneyland, but he can in Disney World.
And you guys also, he and or Minnie, have to stand in front of a backdrop, whereas at Disney World, as long as it's just Mickey and Minnie, they can go anywhere.
Yes. Yeah, we had a backdrop off to the side. I actually did not know about the backdrop being a thing, because like a lot of the podcast is about, I hear a lot of Disney World weddings, right? Not a lot of Disneyland weddings. So I didn't know it was a thing until I walked into the reception. I was like, what's that for? And they're like, for the characters. And I was like, oh, okay. That was different. And then we also had to play only Disney songs while they were out.
Really?
That's
interesting.
It could only be Disney songs. Like, we could pick, like, instrumentals or whatever, but it had to be Disney songs.
Huh. And you had a DJ?
Yes.
Got it. Okay. Can you give my listeners a timeline of how the day all fit together?
Yeah. We started around 6 a.m. with fairy tale hair and makeup. Everyone got their makeup done. I got my hair done. So did my mom. And we finished with a lot of time that when the photographers got there, we did almost an hour of first look pictures. We have a lot of those.
Wow.
And then I know our ceremony was very short because I asked for it to be short. I think it was only like 15 minutes. And then we had a lot of room to take family pictures. And we, by the time that was done, I went down to the cocktail hour and we still had plenty of time to like talk to everyone. Like we had a lot of time and nothing felt rushed at any point. So we went down to the cocktail hour when it was time for food, which I don't remember the times, but when it was time for everyone to walk in for the reception, we went off to the side and they brought us a drink. They were making sure we were okay. And they let us know when it was our turn to get announced inside. And yeah, everything went really smoothly. Nothing felt fast. Everything felt like right on time.
That's good. That's sometimes rare with weddings, so that's good to hear. What were some of the most important aspects for you when you were planning, where you focused your attention or your budget?
We mainly wanted food and drinks. We had the open bar that was beer and wine. And like I said, we had the plated meals, which was like 5 courses, and the cake. And then everything else, the floral, we used the ceremony floral in the reception. And all we did with the sorrel room was do backdrop lighting that was purple, which is part of our colors. But most of our budget went into food. And then like the most important part to me was probably, so I set up a surprise for my husband because we had chosen the songs. And I was like, this is it. This is what it's going to be. And then I talked to the DJ when he wasn't home. And I was like, this isn't what it's going to be. When I walk down the aisle halfway, you're going to change the song to the Imperial March. I was like, I want to see his face. And that was all I honestly concentrated until the day of the wedding. So there was like a lot of the planning that I let him do. And I was just like, I need to make sure no one spills the beans. Like, I'm bad at secrets, but I had told my mom and his mom, the DJ knew, and I had to tell the photographer the minute I saw her when he wasn't around. I was like, this is happening. Get a picture. I just didn't tell the officiant. So she was like, what is going on?
And how did it turn out?
It was perfect. He was so confused up until the moment I got in front of him. He forgot everything we rehearsed. During the rehearsal the day before, he was like, I don't know. It's great.
Okay.
The only thing I was like concentrated on happened.
That's great. And then what aspects were less important where you saved your money or your effort?
I would probably say the floral. We kind of kept it very like minimal and transferable from one area to the other. We didn't have any floral during the cocktail hour. I mean, that area where the monorail goes is already so beautiful. I was like, why are we going to do anything here?
Right. Yeah, that's true. And what ended up being your favorite memory of your wedding day?
It has to be the song. Changing the song. Because I say this to people, I don't remember walking down the aisle. I remember basically running down and going, ha, I got you. Everyone was laughing.
Okay, so then did anything go wrong or just not turn out like you expected?
We had a few little things. They didn't bother me. They were easy fix. So for the seating chart, we had 5 tables and the chart that they had out in front only had 4. And then we showed up because they show you everything before anyone gets there. And I was like, I swear we had 5 tables. I told my husband, I was like, there were 5, right? And he's like, yeah, we had 5 table numbers. And we go to the planner. I was like, I'm sure we had 5 tables. She was like, you're right. And she immediately called someone. She's like, we're taking care of it. there'll be a fifth table there when you get back. And I was like, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, but that was easy. I forgot to, this was all me, I forgot to get a kid's menu for my nephew. He's like going to be two this year. Like, so he was like a year and a half. And I was like, he'll just eat off my sister's plate. It's fine. Or like, I just brushed it off and we got there and they just came out with like chicken nuggets for him and like cookies. Like they took care of everything.
Oh.
And I was like, I didn't even think about him.
And then was there anything that seemed like a big deal beforehand or you were worried about and then it turned out not to be?
It was a lot to do with the travel. I didn't feel like we were prepared with everything. And that whole thing felt like a mess. And that was all on us. But once it started happening, like we flew out there and everything, we checked into everything, everything flowed. And I was like, okay, I was just in a panic for no reason.
Is there anything you would have done differently knowing what you know now?
I would probably get a second photographer. We didn't do a videographer because we are both very awkward and would like to not rewatch that. But having more pictures is always nice. So I would say if you can splurge on photography, get two photographers.
That's a great tip. Do you have any other tips or advice for future Disneyland couples?
But actually, I will say if you can go visit the venues, do it before you book, because it does feel very different once you're there.
That's true. Yeah, that's great advice. Well, Alex, I think you've shared a lot of great advice and tips for anyone who's interested in getting married at the Disneyland Resort, and I appreciate your taking the time.
Thank you. This was really fun.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Carrie Hayward, inviting you to join me again next week for another episode of the Disney Wedding Podcast. In the meantime, send your comments, questions, and suggestions to info@disneyweddingpodcast.com. Past shows are available in iTunes and on the show site, disneyweddingpodcast.com. And for instant answers to all your Disney's Fairy Tale Weddings questions, check out Carrie Hayward's Fairy Tale Weddings Guide, available as an interactive ebook with continual free updates at fairytaleweddingsguide.com.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.